to me. Oh, oh, I despise. Cause it means destruction of this life. Warm these tears to thousands of mothers die when their sons go out to fight and lose their life. I said, war! Good God, y'all.
What is it good for?
Absolutely.
Now get
saying again.
Pregnant black woman cut her belly open and let the fetus fall out. Stomp the baby in the ground. To instill fear is what that was all about. Gang up on a black man, hang him from a tree, cut him down and set him on fire for everyone to see. America's a terrorist with a howdy doody grin, using the Bible to keep others in check while America commits all the sin. Thou shalt not kill. That's not part of the American dream. Because to kill is a thrill they love to show on the TV screen. Romance a gun just for fun. Drop a bomb just for charm. This is the American way. And all this talk about equality, justice, and peace. Spewing out of the mouths of these governmental beasts. But every time blacks tried to find a way to do for self, the American terrorist wasn't having it. And fear is all black folks felt. Rosewood was a town where blacks tried hard to thrive. White folks burned it down, and many blacks lost their lives. Now there was a town in Oklahoma called Black Wall Street. Blacks had homes, bank, lots of money, and stood strong on their own two feet. But now you see the whites nearby were jealous and just could not stand seeing blacks do so well. So they dropped not one but two bombs on the town and created a living hell. America's a terrorist, feeding off racism and greed, not sharing, not caring, but enjoying watching people bleed. Every time Jack Johnson fought and beat a white boy in the ring, white mobs would kill blacks at random because a black man was boxing's king. And all the wars we fought to try to win respect at home, but when the war was over, blacks were never treated like they belonged. Reign of terror. Tried to march for justice and the civil right to be treated fair. Attacked by dogs and fire hoses, living a life in total despair. Bombed a church in Birmingham while the children were in Sunday school. Took the lives of four little girls. Yes, this terrorist was just that cruel. American terrorism is like a virus that's homegrown and spreads across the planet too. Selling guns and chemical weapons, gift wrapped in red, white, blue. Soldier boys selling guns for hard drugs in exchange. It should be obvious by now that this country is deranged. And yet we stand and pledge allegiance to a flag that brings lots of grief and sing that old war song every day. Is America's only belief. To admit and pointing the finger at others is the ironic part of it. Dropped a bomb in Philadelphia to wipe out an organization called MOVE. Kill unarmed women and children because the police had something to prove. And all the Black Panthers who are trying to help their community, killed by the FBI for trying to bring about some unity. drugs in the hood. Set folks up for no good. Made unemployment high. Education is laced with lies. Locked the black man up in jail. Made him think he was born to fail. And no place are you safe if you have a darker face. Emmett Till, Michael Griffin, Yusef Hawkins, Amadou Diallo, Trayvon Martin, James Byrd, just to name a few, died at the hands of American terrorists. No terrorism here. Ain't a damn thing new. CIA, FBI, Michigan Militia, and the police from coast to coast are the real American terrorists. And the government is the host. So now America says it's ready to engage in World War III. Because what goes around has come around. Ha! But you can't kill what you can't see.
Young Americans sent a message to terrorists everywhere. A message: you can run, but you can't hide.
Shatila must be sanitary workers. The beasts of Bosnia must be sanitary workers. Pram pram, in the new world order. Like a dirty old bandage from the festering face of humanity. The old order unravel and reveal. Old scar just a broke out in a new sore. Primeval wound that time won't heal. And in the ancient currency of blood, tribal tyrants are set to war score. The killers of Kigali must be sanitary workers. The butchers of Butari must be sanitary workers. The savages of Shatila must be sanitary workers. The beasts of Bosnia must be sanitary workers. Pram pram, in the new world order. And it's the same old Cain and Abel syndrome. Far more ancient than the fall of Rome. But in the new world order of atrocity is a brand new language of barbarity. Mass murder normalized, pogrom rationalized, genocide sanitized, and the ancient cleansing. No name ethnic cleansing. And so the killers of Kigali must be sanitary workers. The butchers of Butari must be sanitary workers. The savages of Shatila must be sanitary workers. The beasts of Bosnia must be sanitary workers. Pram pram, in the new world order.
workers. The butchers and butari must be sanitary workers. The savages at Shatila must be sanitary workers. The beasts of Bosnia must be sanitary workers. Pram pram, in the new world order. Like a dirty old bandage from the festering face of humanity. The whole harder unravel and reveal. One scar just a broke out in a new sore. Primeval wound that time won't heal. And in the ancient currency of blood, tribal tyrants set the whole score. The killers at Kigali must be sanitary workers. The butchers at Butare must be sanitary workers. The savages at Shatila must be sanitary workers. The beasts of Bosnia must be sanitary workers. Pram pram, in the new world order. And it's the same old Cain and Abel syndrome, far more ancient than the fall of Rome. But in the new world order, atrocity is a brand new language of barbarity. Mass murder normalized, pogrom rationalized, genocide sanitized, and the ancient cleansing. No name ethnic cleansing. And so the killers at Kigali must be sanitary workers. The butchers at Butare must be sanitary workers. The savages at Shatila must be sanitary workers. The beasts of Bosnia must be sanitary workers. Pram pram pram, in the new world order.
The promised land, going to the promised land. Oh, oh, oh. The promised land. Oh, the promised land. Yeah, the promised land. Oh, oh, oh. Said the promised land, going to the promised land. Prophets of old said the world's got to perish. Hey, oh, don't let your hopes and aspirations crumble for you. No way, gotta go, gotta go, got to go, I got to go. Got to go to the promised land. Oh gosh, in the promised land. Oh,
magic with the latest gadget from the mean machine. Are running the same game with another name. Down in your brain, blowing your mind, stealing your time, smooth and slick with the latest trick to get rich quick from nonsense at your mind's expense. As your mind digs the scene from the mean machine, designed to drive your brain insane. Loudspeakers blasting inside your head, saying what someone else said, for you to do what they want you to. No, go fast, slow, getting you high off the latest lie, telling you when, where, how, and why. As your mind digs the scene from the mean machine, are running the same game with another name. Factories of insanity playing on your vanity as they distort your sense of self, telling you what you need and how to succeed as they steal all of your wealth. Probing your mind, trying to find how to scheme on you best, from program schools with devilish rules putting you through the test. Death-dealing devices sold at high prices, designed with you in mind to buy as they kill you slow. And some of y'all don't even know y'all paying the machine to die. Mechanized lies dressed up in disguise in forms of various kinds. Treachery and deceit the people must defeat in the battle for free men's minds. For complete domination is the goal of this nation, of all free-thinking thought, and those who oppose will be killed by their foes, the flunkies whose souls have been bought. Transplants to revive the living dead, replacing the truth with lies instead. Newspapers, radios, TVs, spreading lies across the seven seas. Robot men with computers and brains, spaceships, cars, trains, and planes, all calculated to blow your mind, moving faster than your sense of time. Living luxuriously soft while the people slave hard, for the devil would have you believe he is God. Chemical drugs that keep you high, while a mean machine creates another lie for power, glory, and worldwide fame, while running the same game with another name. It's the computer's equation for worldwide invasion. It comes in the name of peace and goodwill, but all of them are lying as they keep on trying to set the people up for the kill. Population control of the people with soul all over the planet Earth, manipulating their will with a tiny white pill to control their natural birth. Behind the scenes schemes, furthering the mean machine's dreams of conquest and world domination, from the farthest depths of the universe to the smallest earthly nation. Radar, sonar, laser beams, jets, tanks, submarines, megathons, H-bomb, napalm, gas! All this shit will kill you fast. All products of the mean machine, the devil disguised as a human being. And he will even preach that God is dead, and some of y'all will believe what the devil has said. And he will then act as the world's police, and the sun will rise up in the west and set down in the east. And when it came time for the end, and when it came time for the end, and when it came time for the end, the men will look like the women, and the women like the men. And some will dance in a hypnotic trance, like as if they have no care. But these will be signs of the changing times, that the end is drawing near. For it was prophesied many centuries past that the end will come in a fiery holocaust, and only the righteous people will survive the blast. And the devil's machine will bring about his own end, and peace, love, and joy will reign once again. And man will
understand, man.
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 And man will
understand.
And live in harmony and peace, and the sun will once again rise up in the east.
We'll be right back. 4 people live in a state of absolute poverty. 35,000 children die each day because they are born to poor parents. Each year, 24,000 people are killed and maimed by landmines. And when you hear the information which telling you that the world is wired and getting smaller, remember, many people in the world have never made a phone call. We live in a world where they say we communicate more, but the world stayed silent when the slave trade was making money. The world stayed silent when the Nazis started to kill trade unionists, people with disabilities, homosexuals, left-handed people and Jews. And now, in the age of the global village and mass communications, the world is staying silent as the Palestinians are being annihilated. Countries are isolated and starved of funds if they do not allow North American burgers to be sold on their high streets, or if they do not allow the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund to dominate and control their poor farmers. We live in a world where over 1 million children each year die as a result of diarrhea. In this world, millions of women spend several hours each day collecting water. Of the 774 million illiterate adults in the world, 2/3 of them are women. More than 60 million girls in our world are forced into marriage before the age of 18. And each year in this world, 358,000 women die from pregnancy or in childbirth. And in this world, more than 100 million women are simply missing. Remember, these women are not even counted. We live in a world where each year multinational oil companies spill oil on the planet, damaging the earth for years to come. In this world, governments back the oil companies and not the planet. To get the oil in this world, young women and men are sent to fight phony wars. The young people that are lucky enough to make it home are left to suffer physical and mental damage for the rest of their lives. We live in a world where people in uniform can kill innocent people in the knowledge that the corrupt system will protect them, where whistleblowers that expose corruption, misconduct and illegal activities in governments and faceless organizations become the ones who are persecuted and hunted down. We live in a world where those that expose violations of the law are violated by the law. We live in a world where much of our productive land is given over to cows that are made into the burgers that make some people rich and other people sick. Some great creative minds tell you that what they strive for is to receive an award from the establishment. So then the establishment will tell you that these artists are their friends, in the knowledge that these artists are now on their side and not on the side of the people who want to overthrow the establishment. We live in a world where our so-called religious leaders are inciting wars, accumulating great wealth off the backs of their congregations, misusing their power and raping children. We live in a world where money is power and power is money. We live in a world where the rich get richer and the poor get poorer, and the rich who have everything still want more.
You don't have to be a conspiracy theorist to see that it's a corrupt world. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to understand that women have not gained liberation because there are the few women in the boardrooms of man-made empires. This world is designed to serve the interests of evil men. But we shall overcome. We shall overcome the greed and the short-sightedness. We shall overcome the selfishness. Because we care. And we don't fear. Yes, sister. We care.
We care. We care. We care. But we don't fear. We care. We care. We care. We care. We care. We care.
But we don't fear.